This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here's some of today's headlines. A proposed waste facility in Bath would accept sludge and industrial waste. The painted post company Momentum wants to build a facility in Bath that could accept over 100 tons of materials, including construction debris, non-hazardous sludges, and contaminated soils. The Sierra Club's Atlantic chapter says the waste contains PFAS or forever chemicals that will threaten the drinking water. Environmental journalist Peter Mantius reports that the Bath sewer system isn't able to remove the chemicals before releasing treated water into the Cahokan River. The affected aquifers provide water to parts of Painted Post, Corning, residents, and businesses in other parts of the region. The State Department of Environmental Conservation extended the public comment period to December 1st. Residents of the Corning Painted Post School District will vote on capital project funding for over $80 million on December 19th. The superintendent tells the Elmira Star-Gazette that the money will be used to build new learning areas and complete or upgrade other areas of buildings throughout the district. New York State Aid will pay for over $60 million of the cost. The rest will be paid for with local shares, debt service, and capital reserve funds. The Steuben County Legislature has repealed a resolution that required the county's sheriff to buy his own liability insurance worth millions of dollars. WETM-TV reports the vote took place on Monday. The insurance would cover legal fees and liabilities the sheriff might face while doing his job. The new measure was first voted on in September. Sheriff James Allard filed a petition with New York State Supreme Court, which blocked it from going into effect. The sheriff is an elected official. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.